Our first scripture reading is from Psalm 17, 1 through 7 and 15. Listen to what's right, Lord. Pay attention to my cry. Listen closely to my prayer. It's spoken by lips that don't lie. My justice comes from you. Let your eyes see what is right. You have examined my heart, testing me at night. You've looked me over closely, but haven't found anything wrong. My mouth doesn't sin, but these other people's deeds? I have avoided such violent ways by the command from your lips. My steps are set firmly on your paths. My feet haven't slipped. I cry out to you because you answer me. So tilt your ears toward me now. Listen to what I'm saying. Manifest your faithful love in amazing ways because you are the one who saves those who take refuge in you, saving them from their attackers by your strong hand. But me, I will see your face in righteousness. When I awake, I will be filled full by seeing your image. Our second scripture reading is from Matthew 10, verse 26 through 33. Therefore, don't be afraid of those people, because nothing is hidden that won't be revealed, and nothing secret that won't be brought out into the open. What I say to you in the darkness, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, announce from the rooftops. Don't be afraid of those who kill the body but can't kill the soul. Instead, be afraid of the one who can destroy both the body and soul in hell. Aren't two sparrows sold for a small coin? But not one of them will fall to the ground without your Father knowing about it already. Even the hairs of your head are all counted. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Therefore, everyone who acknowledges me before people, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But everyone who denies me before people, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven.
Well, once again, thank you for having me back. It's always a pleasure to be here. I originally agreed to preach on June 21st many, many months ago. At the time, I had no idea it would be Father's Day, nor did I look at the lectionary readings that would be assigned for this Sunday. That was a mistake. There are five lectionary readings to choose from for today, and honestly, they kind of stink as the basis for a Father's Day sermon. The two scriptures that Nicole read for us made the cut, kind of. I really wanted this sermon to speak to the heart of fatherhood and to celebrate the reality of fathers' love for their children. So, in support of that, let me start with the psalm that Nicole read, in which David first lays out his bona fides by saying that he has no wickedness. His feet have never strayed from the path, and his lips have uttered no violence. I don't know about you guys, but that doesn't describe me or my father. And for that matter, it doesn't describe any father that I know. Being a dad is tough. It's frustrating. I know that these lips may have yelled at my children. And I'm constantly falling off the path while trying to follow Jesus. The same was true for my dad, who passed away about 15 years ago. Neither one of us were saints. Among the scriptures reading this morning, I'd like to focus more on the Gospel of Matthew, where he does remind us that nothing is covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known. Fathers and mothers almost always know what their children are trying to hide. More importantly, Matthew continues with the metaphor of the sparrows and how our Heavenly Father, loving us more than any sacrifice, even knows the numbers of hairs on our head. For some of us, like Bert in the back, Rich over here, Maybe me, he doesn't have to count too high. This brief metaphor, though, provides the heart of the sermon. All children everywhere deserve fathers who love them totally and unconditionally, as God, our Father, loves us. Now, I want to be clear. More often than not, that love does not look like smiles and warm hugs. Real love is much messier. It often is hidden within lessons not appreciated by our children at the time. I don't know if this is cheating or not, but honestly, on this Father's Day, I'd like to share a little bit of the eulogy I wrote for my dad as an illustration of what those lessons might look like. See, my dad was a complex guy. He was loved by some, hated by others, and he was just fine with that. My dad taught me four lessons that have become the core of my being. The first is to work hard and don't complain. For many years, my dad was officially out of work, honestly, for most of my childhood during the collapse of the automobile industry in Detroit. Ironically, it was during those times that I watched my dad work the hardest. During those, quote, unemployed periods, I watched my dad come home exhausted from temporary manual jobs for day labor. I watched him get out of bed with pneumonia to go referee basketball and football games just to earn a little extra money. Through it all, my parents also taught me a second lesson by constantly, from my perspective, harping at us. Do it right or don't do it at all. This applied to everything we did, from schoolwork, athletics, to shining shoes properly, to ironing clothes. He never accepted anything less than our best efforts in all aspects of our lives. The final result was secondary to the individual effort. I was a track athlete. I know you can probably tell by my physique. But I remember being chastised after a race that I lost. Not because I lost, because I had too strong of a kick at the end of the race. His reprimand was that I didn't give my all to the race. I've tried to remember that in everything I do. The third big lesson I learned from my dad, he never actually directly taught me. Over my life, I watched my dad and my mom officiate literally hundreds and hundreds of athletic games, ranging from Special Olympics to collegiate sports. Over those years, I learned to call him like you see him, no matter the consequences. I sat in the stands, stood on the sidelines, and actually officiated with my dad while it seemed the whole world was against him. However, my dad always held his ground. I and the coaches may not have agreed with his calls at times, but I never doubted that he called it like he saw it. More importantly, my dad defended what he thought was right, unapologetically, and sometimes without a lot of tact. If you asked my dad a question, you got a very clear, unambiguous answer. The last but most important thing I learned from my dad was how to love. Now, we are not talking rainbows and unicorns and ponies kind of love, but a love that requires you to sacrifice for the good of your family, be unflinching in enforcing family rules while raising your children, but to keep into perspective the most important things. Honestly, Dad could be a real son of a gun at times. And I couldn't stand the guy sometimes. And I'm sure the feeling was mutual. But I never doubted that he loved me and my siblings. Now, if he were alive right now, honestly, he'd tell me I'm full of crap. Or worse. In fact, I once called him after I gave a speech to some high schoolers, and I gave them advice to tell them they love their parents. So I called and I said, "Dad, I just called to tell you I love you." His response was, "What are you, freaking dying?" Now, I use my dad to demonstrate a point. Dads come in all shapes, sizes, and temperaments, as do their children. Some, like my dad, are more like porcupines, but others might be more like koalas. What makes a good father isn't whether he's a porcupine or koala. It isn't whether he's soft-spoken or loud, successful or struggling. What makes a good dad is whether his children know they are loved. The scriptures this morning said, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them falls to the ground apart from your father. Even the hairs of your head are all counted." That's not a lesson about birds or hair. It's a lesson about value. When our children are growing up, most dads could not tell you how many hairs are on their head. I know I couldn't. But most dads can tell you where their children are. Most dads can tell you who their friends are. Most can tell you what makes their kids laugh, what makes them cry. Some can even tell you their children's dreams and their fears. Why? Because children matter to fathers. Every parent understands this. When our children hurt, we hurt. When our children succeed, we celebrate. When our children are struggling, we'd gladly trade places with them if we could. That's the image Jesus uses when he's talking about God, his father. Jesus refers to him as Abba, not as some distant ruler or harsh judge waiting to judge us. No, God is a father who knows us, a father who sees us, and a father who loves us. And for some, that's wonderful news. However, on today, on Father's Day, not everyone had or has such a loving father. Some people had fathers who were absent. Sadly, some had fathers who were cruel and abusive. Some never knew their fathers at all. Days like today can stir up all sorts of emotions. Sadly, some have buried fathers that they miss dearly. Sadder still, some fathers are grieving children they've buried. That's why I think it's important to remember that when Jesus talks about God as Father, he's inviting us to measure fatherhood against God's love. And you know what? Every father falls short. Every father makes mistakes. Every father wishes he could go back and do certain things differently. I sure know I do. There are moments in my daughter's life I wish I could replay. Things, you know, I should have said. Things I probably shouldn't have said. You know, times I should have listened more. I suspect every father in this room knows exactly what I'm talking about. But here's the good news. God's love, as our father, is not dependent on our perfection. If it were, man, none of us would stand a chance. The call of Jesus has never been about perfect people. It's always been about imperfect people trying to follow a perfect Savior. No dad was, is, or will be perfect. That even applies to all the guys in the Bible, from Adam up to Jesus' disciples. None of them were perfect. And neither are we. God loved them, and he loves us too. The older I get, the more I appreciate my dad. When I was young, I thought he was stubborn. Now I realize maybe he was determined. When I was young, I thought he was way too strict. Now I realize he was trying to prepare us for life. When I was young, I thought he was hard-headed. And, well, he was hard-headed. But I also understand now that much of what I value in my own life came from the lessons I did not appreciate growing up. Isn't that how it usually works? Children spend years rolling their eyes at their parents only to wake up one day and discover they're becoming them. That realization can be terrifying for them. My daughters have begun telling me that sometimes they hear my voice coming out of their mouths. I consider that a great victory. They don't. But that's how influence works. The lessons we teach, intentionally or unintentionally, get passed along. Our children learn what commitment looks like by watching us. They learn what forgiveness looks like by watching us. They learn, I've totally lost my place, what faith looks like by watching us. And finally, they learn what love looks like by watching us every day in the little moments. Which brings us back to Father's Day. The greatest gift a father can give his children isn't money or success. The greatest gift a dad can give them is to love them in such a way that they know deep in their bones that they are loved. You see, when children are loved, they gain confidence. When they know they are loved, they can take risks. When they know they are loved, they can survive disappointments. When they know they are loved, they can face the world. And that's what God's love does for us. So today on Father's Day, let's celebrate the fathers among us. Let's give thanks for the fathers who raised us. Let's remember the fathers that we miss. And let's encourage those fathers in the middle of their journey. And most importantly, let's give thanks for our Heavenly Father, whose love never fails, whose patience never runs out, and whose grace is always greater than our shortcomings. Amen.